are, Mr. Raboon? Another scotch and soda?
The only way to fly. Used to be just like you. Used to hate flying. I mean, the moment I got on a plane, I'd be gripping those armrests like my teeth were being drilled. Truth is, statistically, you could fly every day for the next 26,000 years before you'd have an accident. Do you believe that?
My birthday in the 4 years I've known you.
That's the way I like to celebrate. It's every 4 years. It's like dog years that way.
Dog years.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I got something for you.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It's just something that reminded me of you.
What, an alien implant?
Two, actually. I made them into earrings.
Hmm.
Read the back.
Commemorating Apollo 11 and the mission to the moon, July 1969. I'm touched.
It's,
Excuse me, are you Scully and Mulder?
Oh, promise me this isn't leading to something really embarrassing.
My name is Sharon Garathia, I'm sorry to approach you like this, but I followed you. I was asked to find you if something happened.
Excuse me?
You have no good reason to believe me, but my brother, who I believe you know, he said you'd understand what to do.
About what?
If you didn't make it.
Excuse me, who are you talking about?
Max. Max Fennec. He was on his way here to deliver something that made him fear for his life. Something he said the government would kill for. But his plane, it went down 2 hours ago.
What we know right now is that the plane designated as Flight 549 lost radio contact tonight at 1900 hours EDT and subsequently crashed into a wooded area approximately 30 miles from Albany, New York. Local law enforcement and EMTs have been on the scene for just under 2 hours, but initial reports are they've found no survivors yet. Of the 134 passengers and crew listed on the manifest. I wish I could tell you that we had more information about the crash site, but darkness and the terrain are going to make it pretty slow going until morning. We have a tape of the last radio exchange before 549 went down, which we're going to play, but I want to stress the need to keep everything you know or learn within the GOAT team so that all information to the press comes from the IIC. You queued up, John?
Copy tower. Please advise. Do you see a need to adjust?
Negative 549. Steady airspeed at 296 knots. Maintain heading 100 and 29,000 feet. Go ahead, 549.
What the hell is this?
549, do you read?
We got something. Some intercept. My God. My God. Made it. Made it.
And that's all she wrote. Controllers tried to raise 549 on all available frequencies, but the pilots did not respond. Okay, we've got an FAA charter leaving in 1 hour. Accommodation.
Excuse me, sir. I'm Special Agent Mulder with the FBI. Is there any indication or suspicion that Flight 549 may have been forced down?
Forced down?
You can clearly hear the pilots say intercept on the recording.
We have absolutely no data to support that. No confirmation of other aircraft in the area, and unless you have something.
No. No, but there was a passenger on that plane who is well known to our government as an alien abductee.
An alien abductee?
A man named Max Fennec. A multiple abduction victim, what's known as a repeater.
Hold on a second, please. Please, can I have some quiet?
He predicted the accident, and from the sound of the tape, the plane may have been forced down.
Forced down by who? Or what?
I'm hesitant to speculate.
Mulder. Your name's Mulder?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. I've been doing this for 18 years. I thought I heard everything.
I'm looking through the manifest here, and there was no one named Max Fennig on Flight 549.
Fennig, and there may be people who want to cover up this evidence.
Agent Mulder, is this an official FBI position?
No, sir.
Because what you're suggesting trivializes this tragedy and casts these fine people and the work they have to do in a light that I think you would be well advised to avoid.
I think we all share the same goal here, sir, and that's to find out what caused that plane to crash.
And if any of the capable men and women in this room find Dr. Spock's phaser or any green alien goo, I'm sure to give you all the credit. All right, then.
Good shot.
light of it?
Where's the plane?
I think it hit the ground at over 300 miles an hour on an almost vertical descent. Meteorological data is being collected and analyzed, and so far they are attributing the crash to weather phenomena, to a rapid depressurization caused by a lightning strike or by something called a wind rotor coming off the Adirondacks.
But not to Max Fenning.
Mulder, even if he was on this flight, looking at this, he'd be in 100 pieces. I mean, they're going to be lucky if they can ID half the bodies they find here.
Well, he was on this flight, Scully, I'm sure of that.
Well, say we do find him. What's that going to prove?
I don't know. But maybe that one man's life was worth sacrificing 133 others. Is the time of the crash?
7:52 p.m.
Just 9 minutes difference.
It's gotta be a mistake.
9 minutes ago. Do you remember the last time you were missing 9 minutes?
Mulder, no one even reported the plane on radar. These guys are just going off of estimates until they can recover the data report.
Yeah, something just occurred to me.
What?
I don't think we're going to find Max Fenning after all.
Just a few minutes ago, you're absolutely certain he was on this flight.
Yeah, but I'm beginning to doubt whether he finished this flight with the rest of the passengers.
Give me a medic over here! This man's alive! This man's alive! Give me a medic over here! Somebody!
We need an airlift to a burn unit as soon as possible. This man needs oxygen and a saline IV.
All of those are from Max?
Every letter he ever wrote me. You said to bring everything I had. I'm still not sure why.
Sharon, we believe that there are things that you haven't told us. We need to know everything that you know.
About what?
About Max. About where he's been, about where he's traveled, about exactly what it was he was carrying on that flight.
Did you find Max?
No, but we found a passenger with severe burns, severe cellular damage. Burns that we couldn't see unless the victim was exposed to a high level of radiation.
Something Max was carrying?
We need to know what that was, Sharon. If you're withholding any information, there could be severe consequences.
Mulder.
The man's name was Larald Rabune. The manifest has him listed in seat 13D, which is the aisle seat right here. My guess is that Max Fenning was in 13F.
window seat, but the manifest has a passenger in that seat as a...
Paul Gidney. It's an alias that Max Fennig used in his letters when he went underground. He had many aliases, in fact, one of which he used to get a job at the Rocky Flats Environmental Energy Site in Colorado, where they handle and store uranium-235 and weapons-grade plutonium.
You think Max was carrying plutonium?
Mulder, the burns on that passenger's face were deep tissue radiation burns. I don't know how else he might have gotten them.
What would Max be doing with that?
I don't know. I mean, he wrote hundreds, maybe even 1,000 letters describing his abduction experiences, but beginning in January, he started making vague references to a theft. Now, it seems to me from reading it that he started to get the idea that he'd come onto something that was very dangerous.
So, what caused this crash?
If he was carrying fissile plutonium, Mulder, and it became exposed in the cabin, it very conceivably could have caused a crash.
You want to know what I think, Scully? I'm going to tell you. I think Max was abducted, sucked right out of the store at 29,000 feet. The burns we're seeing result of that abduction.
Mulder?
And all the evidence will point to this conclusion, but it will be dismissed because of its improbability, its unthinkability.
Mulder?
The crash of Flight 549 will go unsolved unless we find a way to prove it. And when Max is returned, he's going to tell us exactly the same story unless someone gets to him first.
Mulder, Max is returned. I found out a few minutes ago. They found his body a short way from the wreckage earlier today.
You're positive of this?
Traveling under the name Paul Gidney, seat 13F, with the same burns as his seatmate.
Still no explanation for this crash.
Make a determination as to whether there was an explosion pre-impact or, as you can see, whether the data only points to an explosion after the aircraft.
To make a positive ID on Max Fennig? Well, they've located the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder.
Yeah.
And the IIC is making a statement to the press saying that there was a complete systems malfunction on the plane.
In other words, there's still no explanation for what brought this plane down.
No, not yet, but they are taking a careful look at the emergency exit door, and while they cannot explain the radiation readings, they are not ready to attribute it as the direct cause.
They're not able to, or they're not willing to?
Mulder, why can't you just accept the facts?
Because there are no facts, Scully. What they're telling you, what they're going to report, they're the opposite of facts. A claim to ignorance of the facts. I'm steadfastly, ignorance becomes as acceptable as the truth.
What would you like them to report?
That there is not one wristwatch on any of those bag bodies. All the wristwatches have been stolen.
Are you accusing these men of covering evidence?
These men? No. These men are trained to identify moving parts, hydraulics, electronics. They're trained to reconstruct those parts in the past and arrive at the present. But they can't do that because somebody has stolen the past from them. 9 minutes of it. 9 minutes that became a lifetime for those passengers and now for their families. Someone has got to figure out what happened in those 9 minutes. Somehow we've got to get that back. Fresh?
Yes, sir. I just got the call from the CEO. Said you were coming out with some questions.
Major Mulder, this is Agent Scully.
If you're here about the crash the other night, I already told the NTSB guys exactly what I know about that.
They were already out here?
Yes, ma'am. Night of the crash.
Were you in the tower that night?
Yes, sir. Me and Sergeant Armando Gonzalez.
Did Flight 549 show up on your radar?
Yes, sir, it did.
Did you establish radio contact with them?
No, sir. We would have no reason to contact a commercial or a civilian airliner unless it crossed into military airspace.
Would there be a record of 549 on your log?
Yes, sir. I know it by heart. At 1952, Flight 549 dropped from an altitude of 29,000 feet. About 45 seconds later, we got an altitude reading of triple X. I've never seen anything like it. Hope to never again.
Then what did you do?
We called 549. We got no response. Then we called ATC in Albany.
What was their response?
We just gave them the information, last we'd heard. Is there something else you're looking for?
About 9 minutes.
We've been traveling a long way.
Wasn't the initial report that there was no radar confirmation of the crash?
Yeah, but that must have come after our briefing.
What did you tell them?
What I was supposed to say.
Somebody's got to figure out what's going on.
I don't ask. I don't know. I don't want to know.
They find out the truth. You think anybody's going to take the heat for us?
I'm not the only liar here.
If they come back here to talk to me, I'm telling the truth. I'm not going to have no blood on me.
Then you make me the liar.
The place is a mess.
We'll do our best, ma'am.
Hey, you're gonna have to take care of this. You're gonna have to pay.
Excuse me?
The room you rented for the woman? Well, she trashed it and split.
Sharon Graffia?
It was under your name.
Yeah.
Look at this. And I don't know what kind of game she was playing in here. She blew the door right out of the jam. I doubt insurance will cover it.
Does your policy cover the acts of extraterrestrials?
We'll take care of it.
Right.
Okay, Scully, hit me with your best shot. What do you think happened here?
I haven't a clue.
It's an awful lot to me, like this place fell from 29,000 feet.
You think Max's sister
was abducted, just like Max. Maybe it runs in the family.
What happened here?
You're the experts. Why don't you bring your team down here and work it out?
They've got their hands full.
Yeah, coming up with all that inconclusive evidence.
I've come to tell you, we found some evidence, good evidence.
About what caused the crash?
Quite possibly, though. I'm not ready to make an announcement.
Why not?
I'm afraid I'd sound as crazy as you. There's someplace I can show you these, someplace with a door. These lines you see here running outward from center, those are what we call fatigue cracks caused by cyclic stress on the fuselage structure.
From what?
Wear and tear. Most commercial planes have an average 20, 30,000 hours flight time. Except 549 was a new plane. 549 had no wear and tear.
And what caused that?
I can't tell you that. But I can tell you this. The way all these cracks radiate from a central point, looks like the door's been shaken and blown outward, straight off its frame, right off the plane. If it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't have known what to look for.
Sounds like what you're describing is physically impossible.
In normal operation, it could never happen. Not this way.
Oh, but it did.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Sorry about before. It's where to lie.
I've just been letting this thing get to me, I guess.
Hey, Gonzalez.
It's me. I just realized something. The voice of the air traffic controller, I've heard it before.
Mulder, we've been up for over 36 hours. Can I wait?
No, I know, I know. I just need you to come over here and listen to this right now, okay?
Someone who had some information.
This is Louis Frisch, Sergeant Frisch. He's the air traffic controller you heard on the recording that you played for us the other night.
That was from the Albany Control Center. He was the voice of a civilian air traffic controller.
No, sir.
There seems to be more than a little discrepancy. What you've been told, what you've been led to believe, was built upon a lie that Sergeant Frisch was asked to perpetuate, along with Sergeant Gonzalez, who is now dead.
I was asked to lie. I was ordered to lie about what happened to Flight 549.
Who?
My CO. Flight 549 appeared on my radar at 1900 hours when we were asked to give its coordinates at 15-second intervals. About 2 minutes past 30 degrees north, we saw a second aircraft enter 549's airspace in an intercept pattern. It shadowed 549 for another 10 minutes before we were asked to give a new set of coordinates. A few seconds later, there was an explosion, and 549 disappeared from my radar screen.
I don't believe this man. There's not one speck of forensic detail to support it. No sign of an explosion, no flashing, no residues, no nitrates or oxidation, nothing.
I'm telling you what I saw. That we shot down a civilian jet, knowingly and willingly.
I want to tell you two something. I have a responsibility to the truth here.
And so do we.
This man can't testify to this story, not without evidence.
The military is working to cover up that evidence.
The sergeant's story makes no sense.
Unless the aircraft that was fired on never appeared on his radar screen. A third unidentified aircraft that engaged the civilian jet, which the sergeant never saw.
Stealth aircraft?
Shot down by the intercept aircraft, which in turn may have caused the crash of Flight 549, which means that the cause of this crash is not here in this hangar, but is out there somewhere at a second crash site.
Yep, somebody would have spotted it.
No, they didn't know to look for that. They didn't know about a second aircraft, except the military. Which means that this man's life is in danger, because he can put the pieces together.
And somebody has to get him someplace safe.
If there's a second crash site, let's find it.
Help me out. Don't think you put off the gas.
Is he gonna see us?
No. We gotta get under.
We're not gonna make it.
Thank you.
of Flight 549 went down. As far as you know, there's been no substantiation of a second crash site.
Right.
What if that's because there is no second crash site? Because that second aircraft never fell to the ground. It came down somewhere around here.
In Great Second Dagger Lake?
Yeah. Traveling north to south, 15 degrees. It's a shallower descent. Yeah, that's very possible.
Possible.
You okay taking Sergeant Chris back to D.C.?
By myself?
Yeah.
You just let me go. What's going on, Mulder?
As soon as I know.
Sign. You Bearfield?
Yeah.
Stopped by your place. Nobody was home.
Who are you?
Fox Mulder. I'm with the FBI.
You got anything to do with what's going on out there?
What's going on out there?
Some kind of search and rescue operation or some damn thing. I don't know.
Where?
Out over Democrat Point. Some kind of hovering lights just there and then gone.
You show me? I don't know. I need you to take me there.
I'm just gonna get some things.
Where then?
I'm gonna ask for some kind of protective arrangement. I need to talk to my agent in charge to get a feel for how to go on this, but I think it's pretty clear you're gonna want to talk to the right people.
You think I'll be prosecuted?
For what?
I gave the coordinates.
You didn't bring that plane down, Lewis.
I lied. I misled a federal investigator. I misled you. 134 people. Sergeant Gonzalez, they're all dead.
It wasn't your fault.
But I'm gonna have to live with it. I watched that plane fall out of the sky. It's just a dot on the screen, just a set of numbers. That wreckage. I can't get that out of my mind. How those people died. How easy it is to lie, just to say it was a dot on the screen. Until you see it.
Look, I can't tell you how to feel, Lewis. But I can tell you that I will do everything I can to make sure you tell your story to somebody who will do the right thing.
Yeah. Thank you. You think it's safe to make a phone call? I'd like to tell my girlfriend that I'm whatever.
Yeah, just tell her you're okay.
Over there.
How deep is it here?
50, 60 maybe. Have you worked at this depth before?
Not exactly.
What exactly is your experience?
Once I got a quarter off of the deep end at the Y pool.
Last call, folks. Cocktail?
No.
You've been met here by a federal marshal. You're probably going to end up sleeping in somebody's office. You want a drink? You need a drink, yes.
Here you are, and you heard.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey! Birthday girl!
Agent Pendrell, I'm here.
I have something for you. Where have you been?
I've been gone.
Oh, can I buy you a drink?
No, you know, it's okay. I'm with somebody.
Oh. I
let me buy him a drink, too.
No, you know what? It's okay.
No. I insist. Bartender.
Yeah.
Set me up with a couple of birthday girl drinks here.
Can I have a couple of your
breathing, Penderel. Do you hear me?
This.